The following two purgatory stories will tell you the power of one mass offered for the souls in purgatory. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. The first one has to do with the great saint, Peter Damian. He lived in the late 900s and into the early 1000s. He was a priest and then a bishop, an amazing saint that led Reformation in the church. He critiqued the errors of his time. He was brave. He was bold. And that began with one mass offered for the souls in purgatory. Here is the story. He grew up in a large family with many children, and one day both of his parents passed away. When that happened, he went to live with one of his older brothers that treated him terribly. He treated him like a slave, making him do all the work, and he failed to provide for many of his needs, giving him as little food and as little clothing as possible. And you could imagine that created a lot of need in his young child's heart and his mind. One day when he was walking outside, he saw a small coin, and as soon as he grabbed it, he began imagining all of the wonderful things that he could buy to eat, all of the toys that he could buy, all of the clothing, all of the need that he had had for so many years that he could relieve with that small coin. And in that very moment, God touched him and inspired his mind to think of his parents. And he thought, oh, my mother and father, who may be suffering right now in purgatory. And he was inspired to think of the mass that he could have said for them. And he began this inner battle. What do I do? Do I get these things for me? Do I have this mass said for them? He decided to go with the inspiration of God. And he went to a local priest and said, Father, I want you to offer a mass for my parents who are in purgatory. God saw that sacrifice that he made. And almost immediately, his situation began to change. Another one of his brothers came and got him. He began feeding him and clothing him, and more importantly, placing him in schools so that he could receive a proper education. Everyone in the schools that he went through, from younger to older, saw his incredible abilities and his intelligence. And as he got higher, he went from being a pupil to being a teacher. Pretty soon into that, he decided to give up the world and to go into the religious life. He then became a priest and later on was gifted in becoming a bishop. And all of that began with that one decision to have that one coin offering a mass for his parents. All of us have a Saint Peter Damian coin in our lives, something that we would love to buy, but perhaps we can sacrifice that one thing in honor and in love for the souls in purgatory. And we see how that one decision completely changed his life, shifting it in a completely different direction, and he was able to have this incredible impact in the life of the church. The second story takes place with an association of the souls in purgatory some time ago in the 1800s. They were having one of their regular meetings, and there was this young gentleman who was normally very serious, normally very stoic and to himself, except that day he seemed different. He was extremely excited and extremely joyful, and one of the ladies asked him, Brother, how are you doing? What's going on in your life? And he said, we must give thanks to God for all of the amazing things that he is doing in our lives. And she said, pray tell, what is happening in your life? And he began telling the story of his mother. His mother was older. She was having various health issues, but she had resigned herself to offering these sufferings and offering this all in penance for all of her sins. But one day she decided that she needed a break from some of these difficulties. So she went out for a drive in her carriage with a driver. They went out into the countryside to have some of that fresh air to help her health, to help her clear her mind. And as they were driving, the driver lost control of the horse, the reins broke, and they were out in the countryside where there was very few people out there. There was ditches on either side, and the roads were uneven and bumpy, and the horse got scared and took off. The carriage was bumping around. She was afraid for her life. At any moment, they could have gone into a ditch, flipped over, and have died. She recognized that, and in that very instant, she received an inspiration from the Holy Spirit, where she thought to herself, Lord, I promise you, and I will offer one mass for the souls in purgatory if you save me. In that very instant, the horse immediately stopped as if an invisible obstacle stood right in front of it, and the driver recognized that this was a miracle, that they had been saved. they immediately regained control of the horse, and they went back home to tell of the story. Her son then came to the meeting to recount how the souls in purgatory had saved his mother. And so it is the same for us. We can be in situations of danger. We can be in situations of terrible peril. And simply by generously offering one mass for the souls in purgatory, they can intercede for us. God can have mercy on our situations, protect us from danger, protect us from evil, or forever change the life that we are on. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.